welcome to the Lighten Up Podcast with Lauren Polly, your invitation for living on the lighter side of life. I'm Lauren Polly, and I'm delighted you have chosen to join me today for episode 115, A Turning Point with Money. Money is a big topic. I'm sure you have been seeking out not only tools and inspiration, but also information on the topic as well. Or at least I sincerely hope so. I will say money was a blind area for me for quite a while. And it was blind because I was kind of stuck in a comfort zone, I would say. I, of course, had my master's degree and I was working at the hospital as a speech pathologist. I lived below my means. I had money to put away for savings and I had money to play with. You know what I mean? I could go on my $10,000 yoga meditation retreats and go to classes if I wanted to and add another certification to under my belt. I wasn't rolling in it by any means, but I had enough to be comfortable with my living and I also had enough to play with. And what I ended up doing was just really kind of settling into that. I did a lot of self-help and self-improvement, self-development seminars, and whenever the topic of money came up, I just kind of turned a blind ear like, well, that's not an issue I have, so I don't have to look at that. It wasn't any place where I really looked to change anything, I also wouldn't even say that. I would say I was very resistant and blinded to actually getting an education about money as well. And all of that really changed dynamically a couple of years ago because as I was comfy, cozy, and enjoying my life and my living, I started to create. And the bigger I created, the bigger price tags actually started to appear in my life and attach themselves to my projects. You know, when you have a, you know, $50,000 book publisher and then you have a $15 PR agent over here and $5,000 for this and $10,000 for that. It just adds up after a while. And for someone who was never really willing to stretch beyond the comfort zone to accrue more money or to get educated about how I could use the money that I had, it threw off my financial reality and the ripple that created through my embodiment reality, how I treated myself and my body and my living environment and the pleasure factor that we talked about last week really, really took a nosedive. And for me, being someone who is pleasure driven and experience driven and curiosity driven, having that enter the picture was a huge wake-up call for me. So it was just kind of fascinating. I find so many of us are either looking for a way to change our money situation, or you may fall into the camp like I did, where I was pretty comfy cozy, so I didn't really feel a need to it until I really did. So what I want to talk about today is actually a turning point with money that I've had recently after just reading a lot of different books, working with a lot of different tools and people. It's been kind of an interesting ride, I would say. Money and finances are a really easy topic to get stuck in someone else's world and expectations of what you should do and what you shouldn't do, and what's the right way and what's the wrong way to do it. So reading all these books and everything's been a fascinating exercise in gaining the information, but not buying it, not buying the dogma, not buying the lock, stock, and barrel approach, but actually seeing what would work for me. Had quite a number of big wins. I mean, refinancing loans and improving my credit rating and having my last credit card paid off finally for the book expenses. Yay me. It's been fascinating making those choices and really putting more of an eye on, I'm actually someone who likes to have money. And when I went into bigger creation and spent most of it, that had, again, that ripple effect in my embodiment reality that I did not enjoy. So it's been an interesting exercise in getting clearer about how I would like to live my life and really and truly what money is here to support that, how I can use the money that I currently have to create more, and also what's really required for me before I make a choice to spend money so that I have what I require to feel comfy, cozy, and at the same time free to create and bound about as I do. So whatever you have been through financially, monetarily, whatever you're currently stuck in, just give yourself a breath. Give yourself a beat for a second if nothing was actually wrong with any of that, and if it was much more of a learning experience. I went into wrongness with my own journey these last couple years in a big, big way, and people kept saying, yeah, but look at what you created with your book and with your future. And on one hand, I could get that, and on the other hand, I was in total judgment of carrying a credit card balance and going into debt and spending most of my savings. Like, that wasn't a very fun experience for me. However, it was something that shook me awake and gave me tons of awareness and now information, because I've been educating myself about it, that is leading to a lighter living way beyond what I had before, even in my comfy, cozy stage. So I want to put that out there and also my personal story with it, just so that bud of possibility for you to stop judging yourself, stop making yourself wrong, know that there is a way to outcreate what you're currently in or what you've been in before, and quite possibly there may be a new horizon that you can start to reach that is way beyond even your shinier moments with money and finances up until now. There perhaps is a turning point where you can become more conscious, more present, and more aware of what actually works for you, not what you see other people doing, not what you've been taught you have to do, but really getting clear on what works for your own space. For me, it's been a fascinating thing because I'm someone who likes to have cash in my accounts. When I don't have cash in my accounts, I get very uncomfortable. I also love to create and to have money to do that. And for a while, it was one or the other. In my earlier days, again, that comfy, cozy stage, I had cash in the accounts and I could create a little bit, so I was pretty satisfied. When the creation kicked up a notch and I required money to play with that, and then I drained some of my accounts that way, that was not a comfort zone. That was not a creative zone beyond comfort. It wasn't creative for me. So for me, I kind of got, oh, wow, I'm actually someone who requires to have the cash in the accounts and even more to be able to create at the level that I'm capable of and beyond it. Other people don't have that. Some people, they don't really desire to spend a lot of money on creation or things or vacations or experiences. Their financial reality includes much more savings and retirement. That's cool. That works for them. Other people, that's not super important. Creating money for retirement one day, not so much of a big deal for them. They would rather have the money to create with, and they don't mind those lower balances in the accounts. None of that is wrong. These are just variations of different choices you could make. My invitation for you is to start to look at, where do you fall and where is the lightness of living that would actually create more for you, where you're like, yes, I have money, and whatever that is for you. So the turning point with money, and one of the big things I want to talk about right now, is actually utilizing the money that you have in order to create more for you, and perhaps more money in general. One of my books that I've been reading to learn more about finances and to see what else is out there is called The Automatic Millionaire. It's by David Bach, and I just think it's a fascinating read. It's a wonderful, powerful, short little book, and it very rarely do I read something where I read a sentence and my entire world pops open. And I had that experience reading this book of like, wow, I had totally given up on the possibility of ever doing that. And reading that sentence, I can see how I can totally create it. It is that kind of book. So I highly recommend reading it if you haven't yet. One of the things I wanted to talk about in terms of a turning point, he goes over how you can actually build and accrue wealth and true money, even just on a little bit of money. And so often we get stuck in this point of view that, okay, well, I will save one day, but only when I have a couple thousand to put towards it. Or sure, I would totally do that investment and I will one day when I have enough money. Or yes, I will open my own business and go after my dreams once I have enough money. You see how this works, right? This is a fascinating thing. He talks about something he calls the latte factor, which is basically where people are spending money that don't actually match up with their bigger targets. And for me, I go much more off the energy of things, where if I'm spending money on things that don't actually add to the energy of my living, then that's some place that I want to ask more questions around. But what he talks about is so often we're spending money because we think we have to spend it, we're stuck in automatic pattern, or we're just spending money for that initial hit, but not actually adding to the bigger picture of our living with the money that we have. And it doesn't actually take a hell of a lot to do that. That's why he calls it the latte factor. He goes through in his seminars and he talks about women who go and spend, you know, $5 at Starbucks every day. Starbucks may totally give you the energy of your life and your living. Awesome. Keep going with that. And if it doesn't, what if you could take that $5 and actually put it towards something that does? It's fascinating. He talks much more about utilizing that money to invest in yourself for retirement or savings and investments where your money can accrue compound interest and make more, make babies with that money. I also look at the bigger picture of where are you using your money now, because you do have some, even if you think you don't. You still have money coming in. You're still paying for things. You're still paying for rent and clothing and food. Where are you actually spending money where it's not creating for you? It's not creating more money and more wealth in your living. If you can just spend some time getting clear on that, as well as what we talked about in the beginning of the show, of actually looking at where your financial reality is, what's required for you to actually have that sweet spot where you have money and you get to live the living and the creative possibilities that you love, where would that fall? And taking in the second tool of looking at how you're spending your money and asking the question, if I spend the money on that, is that actually creating more of the energy and more of the possibilities I would like to play with? It was fascinating. I did this with my business where I wrote down all of my monthly expenses and I started to look at how many of them, and I'm talking about like 85% of them, big portion of them, were because I thought I had to spend the money on that thing. Someone told me, someone expected that was the next step. It wasn't actually something where I was spending the money that was actually creating more of that energy of money. And for me, it's really been a big changing point and looking at that and saying, I actually don't need to spend the money because someone else expects me to, or because someone wants me to, or because that's the thing that I'm supposed to reach for next based on someone else's point of view. If nothing else, allow the show, this conversation, to be kind of a pulling of your head out of the sand. I needed a bigger uh-oh to do that with my interesting past couple of years. But beyond that, allow this to be a little bit of a wake-up call where you do sit down with your finances. Before you spend money, actually ask the question, if I buy this, if I spend this money, will it make me more money? Will this add to my living in a way that's actually something I desire, not based on someone else's point of view? And where have you been living your financial reality, trying to create it as someone else enjoys their finances, and not actually what works for you? There's a wide variety out there, and to be able to get clear on what works for you and to allow that to be undefined and mobile, and know that no matter what, you will outcreate it. It's actually a huge potency. It's a huge power that I invite you to start digging into. This is a big conversation. It's a lot to kind of squeeze into, 14 minutes right now in 30 seconds. I would say if you're curious for more on this, go ahead and email me at lauren@laurenpolly.com. There may be more conversations to this, especially with what I've been uncovering recently with my energetic tools, getting more present and conscious, and actually digging in and educating myself about how money works in this reality reality. There's a beautiful way to marry them to create more for you without getting stuck in someone else's point of view. It's a slippery slope, but I invite you to dig in. And again, if it's light, it's right for you. Just keep going with that lightness. And don't be afraid to just experiment a little bit. Start to explore, start to discover, and no matter what, even if you are stuck down the rat like I was, you can pull yourself out. And there may be a financial reality calling to you way beyond what you could possibly imagine. Enjoy playing with this, and I will chat with you next Tuesday.